Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us, too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, I'm back with week 8 of Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way. This week is all about recovering a sense of strength. Yesterday, we talked about replacing the question, what's the use, with what's next? And I'll quote Julia here, where she says, most blocked creatives have an active addiction to anxiety. We prefer the low-grade pain and occasional heart-stopping panic attack to the drudgery of small and simple daily steps in the right direction. But if we really want to fill the form, as she calls it, we have to work with what we have, rather than languish in complaints over what we have not. She goes on to share how a lot of actors will give their careers over to their agents so that they can blame their agents for their own lack of action. But it is our jobs to take small, daily actions instead of indulging in the bigger questions. And I quote, when we allow ourselves to wallow in the big questions, we fail to find the small answers. She goes on to remind us that this is a practice grounded in respect. Respect for both where we are, as well as where we'd like to go. It is the creative work we do now, in the present, with this job, with this house, with this relationship, with these things, with this knowledge, with this energy. And she reassures us that it is very common to have a sense of regret and fear and grief over your lost years. But we can't get those back by complaining. Instead, we can make small changes moving forward. By filling this form with creative care, it can overflow into a newer, larger form organically. There's a poet she quotes, Theodore Rothke, who phrases it like this. We learn by going where we have to go. And as you start working, you'll realize that you don't actually need to make large changes at all, because large changes are what occur in tiny increments. Which leads us into the first exercise of this chapter, early patternings. She says, although we seldom connect the dots, many of our present-day losses are connected to our earlier conditioning. Children may be told that they can't do anything, or equally damaging, be told that they shouldn't be able to do absolutely anything with ease, but either message blocks the recipient. I will read some of the 20 fill-in-the-blanks that she offers to us, but she reminds us that many won't apply, though it's our jobs to write about whatever they trigger for us. In a stream of consciousness, I will be reading these aloud with a little space for you to fill them in on your own. But naturally, if you want to check this out in its entirety, I recommend getting the book from your local library or directly from Julia Cameron's link in the show notes. The first fill in the blank is, as a kid, my trusted grown-up thought my art was, and that made me feel. I remember one time when they, I'll never forget how it made me feel. It made me feel. The person I remember who believed in me most was, I remember one time when, the thing that ruined my chance to be an artist was, the negative lesson I got from that, which wasn't logical, but I still believe, is that I can't. When I was little, I learned that. I grew up thinking artists were the mentor who gave me a good role model was. When people say I have talent, I think they want. The following exercise is a list of affirmations. I am a talented person. I have a right to be an artist. I am a good person and a good artist. Creativity is a blessing that I accept. My creativity blesses others. My creativity is appreciated. I now treat myself and my creativity more gently. I now treat myself and my creativity more generously. I now share my creativity more openly. I now accept hope. I now act affirmatively. I now accept creative recovery. I now allow myself to heal. I now believe God loves artists. I now accept God's help unfolding my life. And with that, we are led into the tasks of this section. The first task is a goal search. She says that you may find the following exercise difficult, but allow yourself to do it anyway. If multiple dreams occur, do the exercise for each and every one. The simple act of imagining a dream in concrete details can help us to bring it into a reality. Think of your goal search as a preliminary architect's drawing for the life that you would like to have. The first step is to name your dream. Write it down. In a perfect world, I would secretly love to be a... Number two, name one concrete goal that signals to you its accomplishment. On your emotional compass, this goal signifies your true north. She gives us a note that says, two people may want to be an actress. They share that dream, but for one, an article in People magazine is the concrete goal. To her, that glamour is the emotional center for the dream. For the second actress, the concrete goal may be a good review in a Broadway play. To her, the respect as a creative artist is the emotional center or true north of her dream. Number three, in a perfect world, where would you like to be in 5 years? In relation to your dream and true north. Number four, in the world we inhabit now, what action can you take this year to move you closer? Number five, what action can you take this month, this week, this day, right now? And number six, list your dream, list its true north, select a role model, make an action plan for 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, 1 month, 1 week, and now, and choose an action. The second task she suggests is a new childhood. What might you have been if you had the perfect nurturing growing up? Write a page of this fantasy childhood. What were you given? Can you reparent yourself in that direction now? The third task suggestion is color schemes. Pick a color and write a few quick sentences describing yourself in the first person. I am silver, high-tech and ethereal, the color of dreams and accomplishment, the color of half light, and in between, I feel serene. Or I am red, I am passion and sunset and anger and blood and wine and roses. Pick your favorite color and look around for it in your house. The next task is to list 5 things that you're not allowed to do. Make a scene, quit your job, scream in church, go outside naked. Now do that thing on paper. Write it, draw it, paint it, act it out, collage it. And then she says to put some music on and dance it. The 5th suggestion is to style search. List 20 things that you like to do. Maybe they're the same 20 that you listed before, but maybe not. And then you'll answer these questions for each. Does it cost money? How much does it cost? Is this a solo activity or a partnered activity? Is it job related? What is the physical risk? What is the pace, fast or slow? Is it a mind, body, or spiritual activity? Or some combination of the 3? The next task is to plan a perfect day in your life as it is now constituted, using the information gleaned from that list. And then plan a perfect day in your life as you wish it were constituted, without restrictions. Allow yourself to be and to have whatever your heart desires. Your ideal environment, job, home, circle of friends, intimate relationships, stature in your art form, any of your wildest dreams. And the final task is to choose 1 festive aspect from your ideal day. Allow yourself to live it. You might not be able to move to Rome, but even in a grungy apartment, you can enjoy a homemade cappuccino and a croissant. On Monday, we will jump into week 9. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you then while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.